You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, everyone. Just a reminder of this series on the five lies of Islam. It's on our website. It's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. So if you missed any of them, there's where you find it. We're talking about the five lies of Islam. What are they? Lie number one, Islam is a religion of love. Lie number two, Islam is a religion of peace. Lie number three, Allah is just another name for God. Lie number four, Jesus Christ of the Muslims is the same as Jesus Christ of the Christians. And lie number five, that the Quran is a holy book. So, Israel didn't do what God said in 1948. They made peace with the Muslims, and this is the mess that they have today because of it. Who did God give this land to? Let's just look and see what the Bible says about it. It's not Ishmael. It's Israel. Numbers 32:10, continuing on, it says, so the Lord's anger was aroused on that day, and he swore in an oath, saying, surely none of the men who came up from Egypt from 20 years old and above shall see the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because they have not wholly followed me, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, and Joshua, the son of Nun, for they have wholly followed the Lord. Deuteronomy 1 verse 8. See, I have set the land before you to go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and their descendants after them. Bible says it goes Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Islam says Abraham, Ishmael, the Arabs. It's a lie. It's not to Ishmael. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 10. So it shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you large and beautiful cities which you did not build, houses full of good things which you did not fill, hewn out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant. When you have eaten and are full, then beware lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. You shall fear the Lord your God and serve him, and shall take oaths in his name. Here's another one where he gave it to Israel, not Ishmael. Deuteronomy 6:18, and you shall do what is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with you, that you may go in and possess the good land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to cast out your enemies before you, as the Lord has spoken. Deuteronomy 8:1, every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers. Over and over and over, he gives it to Israel. This lie that the Muslims somehow have a claim to this land comes from the pits of hell. It is a lie. The Bible is very clear on this, that God gave it to Abraham. The blessings flow from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob to Israel. Not Ishmael did get a blessing, but it was not the vast majority of the blessings that they somehow claim as a right to the Palestinians and the Muslims. It's a lie.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.